third parak of part of ninth Mishnah, Kaftua bechevel shel megeg. They tied him up with a rope that was made out of some certain material. Nasnua gabe marocha, and they put a paraduma on top of this pile of wood. Roish shabatar ponel amayrev, his head to the south, and his face facing the west. The Kohen would stand in the east and it faced the west, which was a regular position of all Kambonas. He shafted with his right hand and received the blood with his left hand. He said no, just like all other Kambonas, this Avodah also with the Kabbalah receiving the blood would be in his right hand, clearly holding in his right hand. Afterwards, upon his left hand, and then he sprinkled the blood towards the base of Mikdash with his right hand. V'hiza atovali, he dipped his hand in the blood. V'hiza sheva pomek nega beis kodesh kadoshim, he's betovel seven times in the direction of the kodesh kadoshim. Kol hazoye tvila, every time he would sprinkle, he would dip his finger again beforehand before he did the sprinkling. He finished sprinkling the blood. Kinech es yod v'gul shel parah. He wiped his finger on the side of the parah. Yod v'hitzis es ha'eish be'alisois. He went down and he lit the fire with alisois. Kivayim v'charoyois. He used alisois are twigs and charoyois are branches of palm trees that he used to get the fire started.